I had four partial plays for a number of years. And in 36, I was in the main hospital. I believe I told you about that. I was operated on for hernia. And I had a dentist set up. I had all of my teeth removed. And they left the two eye teeth. The dentist said to leave that there because then you could anchor the plate, the lower plate, to them two eye teeth. Well, I had an uncle, married one of my mother's sisters, that made work with a dentist for years. He was one of the best that there was making dentures. And he advised me, he says, don't you do that. Well, I didn't. Well, then I had a cousin, I think, as far as I know, he's still living. At that time, he was studying to be a dentist. And he was in QS on a vacation, I think. And this friend of his that he worked with and was a dentist. So he said to me, he says, how about me making you a set? I said, okay. So he made them. They were very poor. Well, I didn't have them very long when I had this uncle of mine make me a set. And I had them for many years. In fact, I had them until I got these about, I think I got these somewhere around 65, 66. And I had them until then. I showed you the difference of it. Now, here's my wife, had a set made up here to a dentist up the town, just the side of town. $400. I think it was last year. A few months ago, she had to go have the damn thing realigned. And it wasn't 2 years old. It was $400. See, in my time, the dentist would pull, if you had every tooth, they'd pull them all and give you a set for $50. And there's a wrong problem.
This part of a man's body, this would be his
chest.
If you, if you stumble over something, you might bruise your voice.
Chin bone.
When you get down like this, you say you did what?
Soup.
And you stoop on your what? On your
oranges. See this? Didn't you do that?
I'm not that limber.
You know, it's a funny thing to me. This man owns a photograph, they told him. Giroux. It was his wife I was talking to. He saw me doing that. And I've had a number of people tell me the same thing. They can't understand how I do it. And to my knowledge, I've always done it. And told them nothing of it.
I can't be in that
form. I've had a number of people tell me. They were surprised. They said, no, if I had to do that, I forgot what they say would happen. Under no circumstances could they do it. And I've always done it. I'll tell you another word that I've heard it, but I didn't know the meaning of it. Ambidextrous. You know what that means?
Yeah, I think you can use either hand equally well.
This lady I was telling you about, she owned a big house down the road on the beach. I painted for her, I've done quite a bit of it.